Purdue University senior from LaGrange is trying to make it easier to connect with classmates and do better on education and interaction with fellow students. It is a new app, mobile platform called Classmate, and we're happy to have with us the CEO of this company, John Riccioni. John, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Congratulations on this. Give us a sense, give our listeners a sense of what this is all about.
Absolutely. So the main goal of Classmate arises from my experiences as a student. So I basically found myself a few years ago sitting in class. It was mid-semester, and people were setting their routines. You know, people were just listening to the professor, and they left without anybody really knowing that they were there. And so I got the idea of, you know, the current solution is just trying to, these other apps where you have to create your own group and try to add everybody to that group and try to exchange contact info. And it's really inefficient, especially for Purdue classes, which most of the time is more than 50, maybe 100 students. So I thought of an idea to create an environment where students, there's no confusion on where to go. It would just be a collaborative environment where students can just log in and see their classes already there. And so I began teaching myself I taught myself mobile programming in order to make this idea a reality. And so I'm sort of like a self-made coder. And so I created this idea, and through many hours and many years, I created a platform where students are able to participate and connect with their classmates.
And this is a cool idea. So when we pick up the app, and again, I think it's available on both Apple and Android for smartphone. It's free, again, called Classmate. What does the interface look like? What kind of things do we do? So you said you can go on there. You can already see your classes. It's easy to find peers. Give us a sense of what this looks like and how it functions.
Absolutely. So we just launched just at Purdue University for now, just to start. And as from the student's perspective, all they do is log in with their Purdue email. They see the full list of classes at Purdue. They choose the ones they're in for the semester, and they're automatically added to that group with everybody else in the class. There's no confusion on where to go or trying to get somebody's contact info. You're already in the group.
And so once you're in there, then you can have that conversation. You can create a chat, start a chat. And I'm guessing the idea here is to have sort of a little study session, or at least maybe organize one.
Absolutely. That's definitely correct. My view on building connections is that if you have more connections that you make while in college, it'll only benefit you both during college as well as after you graduate. If you have more connections, just from a logical standpoint, if you have more friends and you put out a question, if you'll have a greater likelihood of getting a response back if you have more people that are able to give you that response.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's during college. As well as after college, if you maintain those connections, it can lead to countless opportunities.
Lots of opportunities in terms of like finding out what other people are doing in their job searches, maybe even hitting you up for a job since you're now the CEO of your own company.
Absolutely. You know, it kind of started from, I definitely see myself as an introvert. And so, trying to go up to somebody and trying to initiate that conversation can be kind of tough. But I didn't just base this company on how I felt. I interviewed other students to see if they actually had this problem. And my conclusion from that is that I found out that the biggest academic resource outside of the classroom for students is actually their friends. It's not the TAs or the teaching assistants or the professors. It's actually their friends that are in the dorm room right next to them that they could just drop by for a really quick question and make sure that they're on the right track. So I want to utilize that main resource and try to build as many connections as possible between students.
John, what was the testing like on this? I know you did sort of a beta test with one course at Purdue. What were the challenges in getting this up and running?
Right. So there were many challenges with trying to make this a reality. But this past spring, 2018, we did do a beta at one Purdue engineering class, and it went pretty well. It didn't go fantastic, but it was just a beta, and so it didn't have all the bells and whistles that I wanted it to have. It was just the minimum viable product that the main idea was to try to figure out if students were actually wanting to communicate with each other, and if this actually provided an easier way to initiate those conversations. And it did. People were communicating, and I was thrilled to have actual students use the app. And as for the struggles, it was definitely a struggle, especially having to deal with managing this company and fixing bugs and things like that at the same time as taking classes. So I'm still a student this semester. We just launched this fall at Purdue for all classes, and but I'll be wrapping up graduating this December, and definitely excited to wrap things up here. But really looking towards the future in trying to connect students and trying to build those connections and initiate those conversations.
As I'm sitting here talking with you, and I bet our listeners are too, thinking back to the story of Facebook, that platform started with a college kid who decided he wanted to connect students in a better way. It's hard to not see the correlation there. What's the rooftop here? I mean, sky's the limit for you on this? You want to expand to other universities, but can you see this becoming potentially another social network?
I could possibly see that. I don't want to make too many comparisons with Facebook because I'm not trying to do, I guess, another Facebook. I'm trying to be unique in the way that this is very focused on school and focused on trying to build those connections. But yeah, like you said, the sky is the limit. Right now, we're focused on just Purdue University classes. But eventually, we want to try to create it. I think the next steps, right now people are just able to communicate within their own classes and create groups within their classes. But the next steps are to be able to connect everybody within the university, so having a message board with everybody involved, trying to have people post, you know, information about the university, what's going on around campus. But after that, once we get a handle on how students are feeling and able to connect at Purdue University, we want to eventually expand to other universities and try to connect students nationwide. And so I think, and it's not just the goal of trying to connect students within other universities, how about connecting students between universities? So what if you have mechanical engineering department at Purdue University communicating with mechanical engineering at Georgia Tech? I think there's countless opportunities to be had, and I think this type of technology, having students just automatically be added to a group, is sort of inevitable. So I think if I don't do it, somebody else will, but I'm really excited that I'm getting a chance to put effort into this and start my own thing.
You're lucky there at Purdue to have the Purdue Foundry and the Purdue Research Foundation. The Purdue Foundry is sort of an accelerator right there on campus. How important was that in bringing all of this to fruition?
The Foundry was really important, actually. They have these two little cohorts or six-week sessions that I went through, and basically what they teach you is how the basics of trying to start a company, trying to see if your idea is actually valued by others. by your customers. You're trying to determine who those customers are, which is actually a really difficult thing. And they also taught us the second cohort was to try to interview your customers. And that was a bit paradoxical for me because since I'm a little introverted, to try to interview and just go up to random students to try to interview them, it was a bit counterintuitive. It was a bit difficult for me to try to initiate those conversations, but with the main goal of trying to create something that would make it easier to initiate conversations. So it was sort of a paradox in that way. And a lot of people told me, that the 30th interview was going to be like way easier than the first. But I found it didn't get easier over time for me. The 30th interview was, just as difficult as the first one. So I don't know what to say about that. But definitely it was the Foundry has been a vital part in helping me start Classmate.
Well, John, all the best to you. Congratulations, I guess a little early congratulations on graduation, which I guess is coming up soon, hopefully. And we'll be watching the Classmate progress, and we'll love to have you back on to talk about how things are going. And all the best to you.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks so much for the congratulations and having me on.
All right, John Riccioni, the CEO of Classmate. John is a senior over at Purdue University from LaGrange. The app, again, is called Classmate, and it's available on Apple and Android smartphones.